hotel room contemplating my death. I've been on tour so long, feel like ain't nothing left. It's in these moments that I find freedom. In the midst of a bad day, good thoughts, I greet them. When I'm riddled with anxiety, it's hard to find sobriety. I'm being honest now entirely. Physically and mentally drained, but no matter how life moves, do my best to maintain. I can focus on a positive, a bitch will complain. Gripping this fame, feeling like I'm lost in a game. It's hard to see the bigger picture when you're feeling restrained, cause everything you dream to attain can't fit in a frame. Luckily your mind's a gallery, full of artistic expression that can fill up the galaxy. It's okay to not be okay, just don't let that present mood dictate the rest of your day. Children grow up, go to work, and forget how to play. A lot of people that I meet tell me about their dreams and how they wish they could attain them, even though it seems like it's not a probability. Be nicer to yourself, show humility. While you compare yourself to others on the screen, you can put that phone down, look around and feel serene. But this thing in our pockets a part of our daily routine. Distraction from taking action, full of synthetic satisfaction by dopamine hits from swipe likes and captions. Comparison is destroying your passion. Used to be full of dreams, now you barely have a ration. Yo, listen. If you ain't rich doing what you love, then what's the point? And it's because of this mentality that you can't pass a certain point. Think of the millions of dreamers that did what they did and they died. Some were celebrated, others crucified. I'm not saying quit your 9-to-5. That's unrealistic in this world that we live in and you must survive. But do not deprive the heart on your sleeve from the blood underneath. Sharpen your sword daily, don't just keep it in the sheath. Wake up every day as if you could relive it. Then whenever you feel negativity, come and just pivot. Appreciate the good and not the bad. Be yourself and not the fad. It's okay to wake up sad, but it's a lot of people that woke up today in body bags. 332,648 to be exact. And you mad that you ain't get that big promotion? Fuck that. Man, it's okay to be upset, but don't let it affect your life. Cause 13,860 just lost their life in an hour. 231 in a minute, man, that's 3 a second. Yo, and your heart still beats as you listen. So take it day by day and make the right decision. Add something to this world or multiply division. Focusing on the past is not the present vision. Worrying about the future is just a head-on collision. Live in it now if you can. I find it hard myself, but I'm just trying to lend a hand. I said I find it hard myself, but I'm just trying to lend a hand.